This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. We just got some Jefferson wings dropped off. Our lunch partner here. I put a good dent into the, if you're watching the stream, the corn nuggets, man.
Yeah, you ate a lot of those.
I'll leave some of these for you, Drew. I know you, I think you like the corn nuggets too. But
and so does Rob.
Boneless barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll say this. It's a good thing the cameras are off during the break because...
We have to eat fast, man.
Knowing the commercials, we get two commercials an hour or two breaks an hour with our show clock. And otherwise, it's going to sit there for 25 minutes. So now Drew can still sneak in some bites while we're talking.
But yes.
Cody and I, yeah, we basically, like, it's almost an embarrassing how fast we eat.
I mean, we're
just shoveling food down.
You got to work quick, man.
Uh-huh. In fairness, I could just leave the cameras on and you guys wouldn't know. And you
yeah.
guys,
yeah,
you know,
that'd be down. Kind of embarrassing.
I mean, look, I'll be honest. I'd be lying to tell you if I can't wait for another, like, you know, 22 minutes from now so I can eat some more because I'm starving. These are fantastic.
We were talking to our friend Nick Price, who owns, proudly locally owned, as they mentioned, with Jefferson's. So if you want wings for Sunday, go to Jefferson's. But we were also mentioning, I forgot to mention this to you guys on the air. My kid got a birthday party invite for 1:30 on Sunday.
Oh, this
and
is
I
ridiculous.
Thought, I thought, I'm sorry. And I don't know the parent, like, but like.
No. Nope.
That is an offense. Nope. And of course he wants to go. It's his friend. He's in kindergarten. You don't get that many invites when you're in the early state, you know, whatever, right? Of course he would like to go. I'm sure it'd be a great time for him. Sunday at 1:30 is an offense. Offensive time.
Now I know you said you're not doing.
How long is it supposed to go?
I know you
I
said
know, a couple of hours, but still, man. I mean, come on. I know it's not going to take me to kickoff, but like, it wasn't 5 o'clock on Sunday, but still.
I know you said you're not doing a huge Super Bowl party, so maybe it's not. It's not like you have people coming over, but still, you cannot. And if you're going to do a Super Bowl Sunday party for a kid's birthday party, then that thing needs to be at 11 a.m.
Or not? Yeah, the
early.
Latest.
Yeah, early.
Like if you told me it was at 9 a.m., I'd be like, all right, you know. Still got plenty of time to like do what you got to do.
So what are you going
to
do?
I don't know. We haven't
you going to let him go?
We haven't RSVP'd yet. It's a tough call, man. Real 50-51 for me. He wants to go. It is a good friend of his, it appears. It is a friend he speaks about often at school. I don't want to deny him that. And here's the bigger problem. Here's why.
How far away is the party?
Here's why I'm 15 minutes. Here's why I lean yes. Because I'm worried the amount of people who are going to not show up for this young kid's birthday party because it is on Super Bowl Sunday is too high. And I don't want this kid to not have enough people at his party because it's on Super Bowl Sunday and the kid didn't do any, like, he didn't choose the day of the party. I don't, you know, he's in kindergarten. So, like,
my guess is it's not.
I lean towards we should go to make sure that people are at this kid's party.
You know? My guess is it's not a football themed party. There will not be football cupcakes or anything because clearly they're clueless at the fact that they're holding their son's birthday party on Super Bowl Sunday.
I did warn my wife that this is a. Normally we all try to go, just I'm like, this is a you one. Like, I'm going to go.
Oh, like, you just let. You said. Wow.
Like, if he's going, I'm going to need you to handle this one. Wow. Dude, we got a lot of stuff we do in the lead up to the Super Bowl. There's content stuff and all this other, and You know, okay.
Is there stuff we're doing Sunday?
I wasn't that rude about it.
Drew's hosting pregame. He's working.
Yeah, we'll all be asked to go on there, and there's other.
That takes 5 minutes.
Food preparation. The stuff.
Food, that's what it is. It's the food. You're right. Like, we will all be taking notes and stuff during the game. I'm not going to try to lie to anybody. From 1 to 5, I'm not doing anything more than you are.
Cody, in fairness, Chiefs extended pregame is from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yeah, you're
like,
okay.
So I can still make the party.
Technically, yes.
I apologize. Okay.
Or also, we can have you call in, and Bink and I can have you on at like 9:30 or something like that.
I just can't believe this is on the parents. Obviously, as you said, it's not the kid's fault. Of course not. It's
what if the kid
parents?
Wanted,
what are you doing?
What if he actually? How old is the kid? Same age?
I don't know. I mean, 6 probably, right?
What if he said he wanted it on Super Bowl Sunday? Like, he might be aware of the situation.
No chance.
Okay.
No chance. Come on.
I mean, but what if it's his actual birthday? I feel like you want to celebrate your birthday on your birthday.
That would also change the math a little, right?
Something I can't. You know?
No.
Okay.
Not something I can possibly know, right?
You can 100% blame the parents if his birthday is not on Sunday, but they decided to have it on Sunday. That makes zero sense.
Where
is it at?
Main event.
Oh, that's a great spot.
I'm just trying to think, was there a reason why they picked Sunday? Yeah.
Based
off of reservation.
Well, you know what I'm going to guess? Maybe the deal was better that day.
That's what I'm saying.
Look, kids' parties are expensive. Not hating on the deal part. I'm just saying they can't be that loaded up that day. Because most people are doing other
things.
So did
you RSVP? Yes.
I haven't RSVP'd anything. We're making a decision today.
Yeah, better. I mean,
they didn't give me the invitation until Monday.
Okay.
I'm not on the hook here to you don't need they gave me the invitation on Monday. I don't owe you an RSVP by now.
Also, is that
normal?
I'll
get you one by today.
Look, I don't have any kids, but I have nephews. Giving someone 6 days notice about a birthday party doesn't seem right. Especially when you're holding on Super Bowl Sunday.
Early.
Shouldn't you give 2 weeks?
We get a real mixed bag,
I'll say.
Sometimes it's one time we got one that was 48 hours before the party, and I thought, this is crazy. You can't possibly expect us to make
too much.
You get to make this one. This is crazy.
Yeah, you know, one of the gifts you should throw in there, not for the kid, but for the parents, it's a calendar of next year's Super Bowl and what day that occurs on. Don't schedule your kid's party. Reminder, the 2026 Super Bowl, as in Super Bowl 60, it's going to be on this Sunday. Don't schedule your kid's birthday party out of next year, please. Thank you.
I already told my kids for class that if the Chiefs win, no class on Monday. But if they lose, we're going to work.
Yeah, we're all going to be miserable together on Monday. Yeah. That's how this works.
We're filling up the time.
We're all celebrating together, or we're all miserable together on Monday.
Cody, it's not like you're just having class. You are filling up all 2.5, every single second. You are not allowed to leave. We are not ending this thing early. We are
going all the way. Staring at each other. We're going to be here for the whole damn class.
That's right.
Bring this thing up.
Yeah, Texline has a theory. I don't know. How you said he's good friends with the kid. Someone says maybe you weren't on the original invite list.
I don't know, man.
He said he's good friends with
them. I just don't know the parents. I've met the parents one time, but they're in kindergarten. You haven't met all the parents all that much. I think they sit at green table together. You know what it is. You're friends with, it's a proximity-based friendship. That's all kindergarten friendship.
Sure. Yeah.
He's told me again. That girl, he's got a huge crush on that girl I told you. He said he was thinking about
going to the party?
I don't know. I mean, that would probably obviously change his answer. He had told me again, he said, I was going to tell her I love you, but it was inside recess. I don't want to do it in front of everybody. And then he asked me if I would do it for him. And I said, that ain't how it works. You're going to tell a girl I love you. It's not going to be me. I'm not doing
great.
The wait.
That's great.
I'm not doing the wait.
We need another update on this eventually if he says it or not.
You want to say it? It can't be me. Got to come from the heart.
What did he say after?
He said, okay. He seemed he understood.
Like as if he's going to do it?
He still claims he's going to do it. We'll see. Yeah. But he said he wasn't going to do it in front of everybody. Inside recess wasn't the place.
Someone says, most parties at main event are capped at 2 hours for room reservation. So if they're reserving the space, Cody, you should be done by 3:30.
Okay.
Or they said, I guess your wife should be done by 3:30.
We'll see. I'm just letting you guys know.
Yeah. All right.
Always conflicts.
Let's get back to the game on Sunday. And maybe you're watching pregame coverage if you're not at a kid's birthday party and you're listening to 96.5 The Fan. Jalen Hurts should be talked more, at least about in the ring conversation as Allen and Burrow and Jackson. Not saying he's better than Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow. I don't think he's better. But they don't have rings. Only one of those guys has gone to a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts is going to a second. And maybe he gets his ring Sunday. I don't think he's going to. But maybe he gets his ring on Sunday. We have to add him to the conversation. How many rings can he get in his career?
Because
he's going to these Super Bowls. He doesn't have Mahomes blocking him to get there. It might turn out that Mahomes is going to block him twice to win it. Yeah.
That's a whole nother challenge. It's like the only person who's winning Super Bowls, like in the last 7 years, two people won a Super Bowl that aren't Patrick Mahomes so far. We'll see on Sunday. Could be a third. One got the 1 year Patrick Mahomes wasn't in it. So Stafford got to go ahead and win that one. And the other one was Tom Brady in the year with the offensive line stuff. Jalen Hurts is going to, and look, he'll be a great barstool debate, right? Like anything else, where if he wins this one, people are going to make the argument forever over the guy in the AFC who never wins one. Because I already told you, someone in those three, maybe two, but one of those three is never winning one. Just do the math. How many Super Bowls are available to go to that Patrick Mahomes doesn't go to, and then they still have to win the NFC opponent and still have to get past the other two. Still have to get past Allen and Jackson, or if you're, or you have to get past Burrow and Allen. So, like, they all have maybe, I think, at best, two realistic cracks at winning a Super Bowl. And, like, really, it'll end up being, like, five total trips between them. Jalen Hurts is already at two.
The
NFC side's way weaker, and there's no competition. Yeah, I think he's got a good chance here.
The question for him will be, what's the rest of the NFC shape up to be? Jaden Daniels, is Caleb Williams going to figure it out? There's always new crop of quarterbacks. Is Jared Goff still the same guy without Ben Johnson as their offensive coordinator in Detroit? Because right now, to their credit, Nick Sirianni, Howie Roseman, Jalen Hurts, whoever you want to give all the credit to there in Philly, they're taking advantage of an NFC that doesn't have a true leader that's dominating. And the Niners have been there twice during this run as well. The Rams won one of them. And of course, the Eagles now have been there twice. So that's what's, I think, interesting as well. It's not that I'm saying Jalen Hurts is in the same tier of quarterback, but when it comes to the ring conversation, he's got to, it feels like he's got to kind of strike while he's getting there. These other guys haven't got there, but is it any different if he's blocked by Mahomes anyway, when it's all said and done? Like, if we've said it, if Josh Allen was on the NFC side,
zero, he's already the same. He just got to more because he didn't have to play him before.
Josh Allen would be in a Super Bowl or two by now if he was in the NFC. We know that, right? But maybe he still would have lost to Mahomes, I'm guessing.
if he was Stafford Purdy, in 1 year.
Yeah, if he was Brock Purdy or Jalen Hurts those given years, you know, they probably lose still. But
it's going to feel only stronger in that way if he goes and holds down Hurts. Because then he will have stopped Jimmy Garoppolo, Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, and Burrow, Allen, and Lamar from getting to the Super Bowl. Because that's what it feels like right now. It doesn't feel like he's holding some other unknown AFC quarterback who's going to definitely get it. Ryan Tannehill's definitely going to get it done that year. No. Yeah. He's not holding down Ryan Tannehill from his Super Bowl win. He's holding down the best quarterbacks in there. The biggest thing Jalen Hurts has going for him is that in the NFC right now, there is now only one real threat. Depends on how you feel about Purdy. Purdy's put up good numbers in the time he started, but the injury stuff, and you know, we all want to kind of see, and they haven't had to try to win when he's getting paid, if they're going to pay him, is Daniels, who, and I'll point, like, and this is not to say, like, I think Daniels won't be good. It's just, you always got to wait one more year before you decide this guy deserves to be on, like, the mountaintop amongst the other great quarterbacks, because it had been very easy last year in what was previously the single greatest season by a rookie quarterback in C.J. Stroud to anoint him in the same class as Hurts or Burrow or some of these other guys who've been there, and he had to take a step back, and now he's got to see if he can regain back to the top. So, like, Daniel's got to prove it more than once, I guess is my point. Hurts has already proven he's the best quarterback in the NFC right now. Till proven otherwise, Jalen Hurts is the top of the mountain, isn't he? On that side, I mean, Goff hasn't even gotten to the NFC. He got to the NFC title game, and they came up short.
It depends on your belief in Brock Purdy bouncing back in a healthy year. Yeah. Do they get a healthy team around him, right? And do you believe the Niners next year are right back there? And there's a chance I could see the Niners doing that. Now, they've got to turn over the roster a little bit. Trent Williams is not getting any younger. George Kittle's not getting younger. We know that Christian McCaffrey, at this point, it's unfortunate to say, but maybe it's finally happened, right, where his body is broken down. I don't know. Well, you know, the Achilles
thing. He'll probably have one more year where you're just like, oh, damn, Christian McCaffrey's great again. But yeah, geriatric Achilles or whatever the hell they called him. They're pretty rough on it.
Something. He went to Germany for a procedure, didn't he?
And then he's having like plate spinning and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
I don't feel good about it. This is off of the Chiefs for just a minute. We'll talk more about him. You actually hear our interview with Tyrann Mathieu, which happened in the 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah, he was great. You want to hear that conversation. He talked about the reasons why this team's gone on a run and gave a ton of praise to Spags.
And so our big game coverage on 96.5 is brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Member owned, open to all, invested in you. Join today at communityamerica.com. But this might just be like a general personality or whatever, but I do not understand the constant bitching that comes from the way you consume Royals games. So first, I'll say, you can listen for free every single game, all 162 of them, right here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan. So you have a free option. Logan's video too. I get it. You won't see with your eyes sometimes. You and I had to get in arguments with people last year, Gold, about, hey, you keep saying I can't watch the Royals, and that's not true. That was true when they didn't have an app or a partner that allowed for that. You can watch the Royals. It just costs you money. So then you're like, well, I want it for free. And then the Royals announced yesterday that they're going to have 10 games televised on KCTV5 and KSMO. They're going to be on Sundays for the most part, which I think is a really nice day to have the free game on. And I thought, wow, fans are going to be thrilled at the idea that some of these games are going to be available to them to watch and they don't have to pay. And instead it was just, well, they're not enough. And I get it. I understand 10 is not that many of 162, but no offense to the people who want to watch this on TV. You're not watching 162 anyway. That is only for the diehards. This, to me, is objectively good. Any games on local TV for baseball is good. Yes, baseball's TV system is broken. Broken. Because it's all through pay-for systems like the NFL is eventually going to go to. I got bad news. Maybe not on the local end. Ideally not on the local end, but it's certainly going that way in playoff games. I thought it should just be celebrated. I'm happy. The 10 games will be aired on local TV, and they'll be available for free for everybody. Do I wish it were 162 or 80 or 40? Yes. But if this experiment works, there's a chance that it could be 20 next year, or it could be a little bit more as time goes on.
I wonder if it's the vocal minority or not. I'll say, like, in general, yeah, it's a nice announcement from the Royals. They mentioned when they re-upped with Diamond Sports Group, I believe Brooke Sherman was on this station and mentioned how they were going to work with some TV partners locally to see what options existed for up to 10 games. It was always going to be up to 10 games because Diamond Sports Group is paying millions and millions of dollars.
And they want people to go to their
Want people to buy their app or whatever. So there was never a scenario where 80 games were going to be over the air for free. Also, the local TV partner end of it. You mentioned they're on Sunday. It's on Sunday, not just because it's a nice day for it, but because they are day games. CBS, in this case, KCTV5, their CBS affiliate, they have programming in the evenings, including their news, that they have, you know, there's certain programs they have to carry too. Right. And So if you have baseball games on, then you don't carry some of the CBS national program that they're required to carry as a CBS affiliate.
Yeah, you don't run the Sheldon or whatever.
No, you're right. Something like that. So that's
is that show even on?
I don't know. But whatever. Right. The comparison works. The example works. So that's what it is. It's progress. It brings back some people that maybe truly either do not want to pay, can't pay, don't want to go through the hurdle. It allows them 10 games over the air this year. I think that's great. It's good for the Royals to expand out. I don't see a negative to this. People will always demand a better solution, though, right? And that's fine. You were saying people are upset. I think people always demand a better solution in their mind. This is as good as it's going to get right now. All right. It's 10 games that are going to be over the air, which is nice. And we had zero last year. And the year before, and the year before, and the year before.
That's
year before.
Again, I'm not arguing baseball's TV system isn't broken. Why are you mad that they're giving you something for free? Like, I mean, I understand. And again, most casual baseball fans, most of you, like, look, we love people who listen to this show 4 hours a day, and you listen to the station 12 hours a day, and you consume all 162 Royals games, and you watch all 20 Chiefs games. You're in the minority. For most people, they consume sports in a casual-ish nature. They catch 30 Royals games a year. They attend 3, and that's what they watch. Or they watch like the first couple of innings, and then they got other stuff. Or they got kids, or they got swim lessons, or a million other things that kind of get in the way or interrupt or disrupt. They're giving you 10. They're giving you more than you got before. And I'll say the same thing. I understand. I wish I didn't have to pay $20 a month too. But they do offer you a way to watch it. And the TV partnership with FanDuel is going to make that a more available option for you to purchase than having to download the Bally app for the only thing, right? Like, it's going to be on more services now available for purchase. So, like, they've widened their access point to you. And in a year where they're good. So, like, we'll presume to be good. I guess we don't know yet, but...
Yeah. Is there any way that they, like, get rid of the blackout stuff for local? So somebody from the 816 says, I want all 162 available. Since I pay for MLB Network or the package, like I can watch the Yankees play every day, essentially, because they're out of market? Is there any way that for those people that do already invest in whatever, even if it's
if
like
you're out of market, you can watch it on MLB TV like anything else.
But no, but if you're in market, like if you're a Royals fan and you have MLB Network because you pay it for it with whatever.
That goes back to the same TV. Thing. You should get rid of blackout.
Yeah. You know, blackouts, yeah. That's going to have to be done over multiple years. A lot of these TV contracts, they need to have expired and they need to bring it in-house. And,
right.
And that's the kind of stuff that would have to happen. That's many years down the road for it to be solved. But yeah, of course. I think everybody now, at least you hear when you hear from owners talking about it, including John Sherman, everybody acknowledges they've got to do something about the blackout policy. Like, it's not before we've at least made progress to the point where before nobody, it seemed at the correct level around Major League Baseball was willing to say, yeah, we agree. I think most people now in baseball have agreed, hey, this blackout thing is terrible. The problem is a lot of these contracts, they don't all expire at the same time. And so I think it sounds like that's going to take some time to work on moving forward. But that's a huge complaint for people. Hey, you can buy MLB extra innings. You can, you know, if you're a T-Mobile subscriber, like I get MLB at bat for free because, you know, it's part of my T-Mobile subscription. I can watch every other game. I can't watch the Royals through that app. Yeah. And that's what people are asking.
And look, I get it. Like people are like, hey, and then we have Odyssey doesn't let me listen to them on Colorado. We have to follow blackout rules just like TV.
Correct.
They don't just let us send it anywhere. You can't just pull up our app in California, Canada, wherever, and listen to it. They want you buying MLB TV. They want you buying the one you just said, right? Where you can listen to the radio calls inside the app, outside of market.
Yeah. We got a lot of productive texts, and then one person just says, shut up. Very productive to the conversation. Congratulations to you. Other texts coming in, 913-586-7965. Someone says, really can't be listening to it on the radio. I love the Royals, but prefer to listen on the radio since I live an hour away. Yeah, like, I mean, there is not a perfect system. I think what you're arguing is that, hey, there's 10 games that now are going to be on television for free that weren't before. So what? Like, we all know it's not a perfect solution, but it's better than what it was.
The Kit Torsen amount situation, right?
10 games is still 10 games.
I still think
like
this
Nick
is...
Nick Price just brought us in some free wings. I'd be like, what is this, 8? Could you get me 40? What, 8 wings?
I think it's overall still a vocal minority of people that are upset about 10 games being on...
I think it could be a positive step in the right direction. Who's to say it can't be 15 or 20? And what's enough? Like, is it not enough until it's all 162 when the normal fan might consume 20 Royals games in a season? Like, what's a number that you'll accept, I guess, is a question I have.
Yeah, because some of you are saying they have MLB Network and you can't watch for. Are you talking about MLB Network or MLB Extra Innings? MLB Network doesn't give you anything. It's just the network.
It's got to be MLB TV.
There's occasionally
MLB TV.
Yeah, no, because they're saying they have MLB Network. I'm trying to, are they saying they have MLB Network, or are they naming it?
MLB Network will black out a Royals game.
But they're rarely on MLB Network. Yeah. I'm just saying, are they meaning that they have extra innings? Because if you pay extra for MLB Network, that's not getting you anything. Just like NFL Network, you can pay for that. There's a handful of games on there. It doesn't give you access to Sunday Ticket. Those are two different products.
Yeah, and if you're in market, you should be giving your money to FanDuel TV. Yeah.
Overall,
Bally's.
Overall, we all agree, right? There's a ton of streaming platforms. They've all gotten very expensive. It's sounding a lot like cable and all this kind of stuff, but I'm paying separately. That's the bigger problem, but that's not unique to this this conversation with the Royals or anything like that. All right, up next, Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, former Chief, won a Super Bowl here in Kansas City. He's now a New Orleans Saints. His hometown is New Orleans. We had a chance earlier to catch up with him, find out how the city's hosting this thing, and why Spags is so darn good at what he does disguising blitzes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's next. Back here on Cody and Gold. Thanks for hanging out with us here on a Wednesday. Of course, all our guests are brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Drink responsibly. Earlier today, Tyrann Mathieu, former Chiefs safety, current member of the New Orleans Saints, of course, won a Super Bowl here in Kansas City, a three-time All-Pro, joined us on the show, and it was good to catch up with him. He spoke very highly on Spags, and we started our conversation just asking him about the city that he's grown up with, and that is New Orleans, and what's it like to see his city hosting the Super Bowl?
It's definitely good to talk to you guys, man. It's definitely been a while. I miss you guys. Yeah, for sure. Man, New Orleans is one of those places, man. Like, they take pride in, these type of events, right? Like, people coming in town, people getting a good dose of, you know, our culture down here. And everybody's excited, man. It's a whole bunch to do. We've been looking forward to it.
For those who might be listening who haven't been down to New Orleans, give us some, like, off the beaten path. Don't give them a Cafe Du Monde. Give them a place that they should go to that, like, you know, their residents would go to, Tyrann.
Well, I'm gonna keep it all the way real with y'all, man. Like, it's 1,000 different restaurants, you know, to go to out there. Some of those restaurants are, like, you know, world renowned. But I'll take it a step further, man. Like, I think you have to find a way to really, befriend like a local. Like, you have to go to somebody's grandma house, man. You got to go to somebody's great aunt house to get like the real food, the real New Orleans food. You know what I mean? So that's what I would encourage everybody, man. Like before they head out of New Orleans, just find a house where you can stop at it and get some food. You know?
They're just gonna let me in?
Well, like I said, man. Good thing it's the Super Bowl, so everybody's happy, right? Like, everybody's feeling, you know, hospitable, and I think it'll work out.
What's it like for you to see a lot of the national narrative around a franchise that you helped start this dynasty that the Chiefs are in the middle of, and you have this national narrative about, you know, the league and conspiracies around officiating, to see people saying that kind of stuff when you obviously were part of this dynasty or are part of this dynasty?
Yeah, man, I don't get it. You know, I really don't understand it. I think the Chiefs are in such a good situation, man. I think the rest of the league is kind of aware of it as well. You know, I think, you know, obviously it goes without saying the success that, you know, Patrick has and Coach Reed. But I think really, man, like, the X factor has been Spags, right? Like, the Spags has always, you know, found a way to kind of get his defenses ready to go when they really needed to go. You know, even when I was there, you know, we kind of started off slow at first, and, you know, by the time we got to playoffs, man, like we were in high gear, right? And Spags has been there, what, 5 years now? So it's like, you know, most times, you know, when a defensive coordinator has that type of success, he doesn't stick around, right? Like, other teams are trying to pull him away. And I think the Chiefs have just been fortunate, man, to kind of have Coach Reed, Spags, Tobes, like that structure is, like, still in place. And, you know, outside of the players going out there making plays, you know, I think having those three guys and that camaraderie, that familiarity, I think that's been like the key. Like, that's been like the X factor for me.
You've been around the league so long. With Spags, the thing that always stands out to me is, how hard is it to still fool somebody, you know? Like, he's still calling blitzers like, well, we didn't see that all year. I feel like at times, because of the amount of tape and all this stuff you guys can see, Tyron, that it's pretty easy to kind of get a sense of people's habits or what, you know, what you've seen over a 10-year period. It seems like he still fools teams. That always stands out to me. How hard is that, I guess, to do in the league?
I mean, it's extremely hard, you know, especially with some of these quarterbacks, man. Like a lot of these guys aren't just physically gifted. You know, some of them are mentally, you know, exceptional. You know what I mean? And cerebral, right? And, you know, a lot of these guys have seen it all. You know, even some of these younger quarterbacks, like those guys have played 3-4 years of college. So, you know, like they have the experience. Like, they have the game experience. And so, but Spags, man, he's like one of those dudes, bro. Like, man, like, I don't know if he goes home at night. You know, he's probably like one of those guys that get like 3 hours of sleep a day. You know, like, but he's excited, man. Like, like, especially around this time, you know. And I remember I used to have conversations with him, you know, about the Giants, right? Like, and, you know, like what he was able to do, you know, against Tom Brady, right? And, you know, against Randy Moss and a 17-0 Patriots. Like he always rises to the challenge. And I think a lot of that, man, is like competition, like challenge, like he's up for the challenge, right? Like, and he definitely wants to compete, man. And man, it's probably not a hot take, but, you know, if he gets this done, you know, this weekend, man, he'll probably be the greatest defensive coordinator of all time.
We have the most rings ever.
Yeah, we think he should be in the Hall of Fame, Tyron. We think he should become, I think he'd be the first coordinator to get in, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, man, it's just been impressive, you know, what he's been able to do. And that's not an easy defense to learn. You know, like that defense is complex, man. Like you need a safety. You need a couple safeties. You need corners. You need a linebacker, right? Like, you need guys to get the quarterback. And he's been able to do it, man, like year after year after year. And it's been exciting to watch, man.
All our guests here are brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Drink responsibly. We're talking to former Chief, the Super Bowl champ, current safety for the New Orleans Saints, Tyron Matthew. Do you stay in touch with, whether it's Spags or any of the guys on the team?
Yeah, for sure. I'll probably say mostly the coaches. You know, obviously, it's a lot of guys that, you know, I talk to, you know, on my side of the ball that, you know, aren't necessarily Chiefs. You know, still, like, you know, obviously Snead and Lil Mooney, you know, Hitches, different guys like that. Frank Clark, right? Kyle Sanders, who's teammates with me right now. You know what I mean? So, Coach Merritt, me and Coach Merritt talk probably once a week. Me and Spags as well. And, you know, obviously Coach Reed, we probably text, you know, more sparingly than the rest of the guys. But, I was talking to Veach earlier this year, man. I was trying to tell him, like, stop getting all the DBs, man. Like, you know, like, stop drafting all the good, you know, unknown hidden gems. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let those dudes sprinkle around the league, man. Because they do have a good defensive backfield, you know. And it's been impressive, man, to see that from afar. Because a lot of times, man, you want guys that have experience. You want guys that, you know, able to kind of communicate in tough situations. You really want experienced guys. But I think with the Chiefs, man, like they've been able to kind of embrace this young culture, right? Like, and I think a lot of that credit goes to Coach Merritt, man, and Spags, just getting those guys ready to play because they've been one of the best, you know, the last 3 years.
Of course, the Chiefs are trying to do something that's never been done in the Super Bowl era. That's the three-peat. When you step back to that Super Bowl you were a part of, and then now to see that they're trying to get their fourth ring, but third in a row. I mean, could you have ever imagined, though, that this group, you mentioned how constant the pieces are, but that they'd be trying to make history like that or capable of that?
Yeah, man, you know what, man? I think, you know, even when I was there, like it was always a goal, right? Like, that was always aspirations. I remember Chris Jones said one time, let's go get 5 rings, or, you know what I mean? And you never really think it's possible, but, you know, I think when you're able to put together like those type of seasons back to back, man, it becomes clear that like you can do it, you know. And then when you come back next year and it's not too much turnover. And I know a lot of people talk about the wide receivers, but outside of that, man, that's probably the only position that you know, like you're plugging in guys. You know what I mean? And but for the most part, man, like it's been pretty stable over there. And you know, obviously injuries play a part, right? Like injuries are usually like the leading cause. The team's kind of starting to like, you know, descend, so to say, right? But the Chiefs have been able to stay fairly healthy. And I think that starts with Pat, man. Like, when you got a quarterback that's tough, that's telling the head coach, no, I'm not coming out the game. Like those type of things, you know, resonates with the entire team, you know? And, you know, that's been fun to watch, too, just that team's toughness. I think at first people thought that they was a lot of finesse. And I'm like, nah, bro, like the Chiefs are a physical team. Like, they're tough because that's the way they practice. That's the way they train.
I was going to say, how much of that, like, inside the building? Because, like, you know, I've heard stories of, like, Patrick Mahomes checking in on the training room, and then if someone's not available, like, I'll win without him. Like, I'll win with it. You know, whoever's there, I'll play. Like, I mean, inside the building, he's like that, right? Like, I'll play under any condition.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I think that's what kind of sets him apart. You know, like he's not excuse-driven, right? Like he's goal-oriented, right? Like, what does it take to get to the goals? And the goals aren't always 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns, and 500 yards on the ground. That's not always the goal. The goal is to get to a team in a position where you can win the game, you know? And he's been outstanding, you know, in that factor. And yeah, man, like it's so hard, right? Like we played KC earlier this year. And, man, I was trying to study these dudes all week, and I'm like, I think they call a different play every play. Yeah, even though it looks the same, right? Like, and man, I just remember that week, man, just working that week and trying to study them, man. I just couldn't figure it out, like, at all, you know? So, yeah, man, they do a great job of mixing things up and, you know, going from game plan to game plan. Whereas most teams, they'll show you the same thing for 4 weeks until somebody stops it, right? And for the Chiefs, man, like they're giving you different looks. They're putting people in different spots. And I think it's affecting the way, you know, guys on defense are able to process that information and anticipate a play, you know?
We're talking to Tyrann Mathieu here on 96.5 The Fan. You and the Saints played the Eagles earlier in the year, so I wanted to get your perspective real quick on that, because Saquon, we all know how special of a player he is. What's it like trying to stop, or I guess, now you're only stopping him, but limit him. What do the Chiefs have to do to maybe avoid the big 60-plus yard run?
Yeah, man, with Saquon, you have to play a full quarter game with him. You know, for instance, when we played them, I think they beat us maybe 15-12, 15-13. It was a tight game. But we kind of had him in check pretty much the whole game. And then it got to the fourth quarter, and he was the only one with juice, right? And so they started to feed him, and I think he popped off like a 70-yarder, 65-yarder. That was really the dagger, you know, against us, right? But, you know, I think you just have to do a great job, man, of playing three-level defense, because Saquon is so exclusive. And by the time he gets to the second level, nobody's touched him, you know? And, you know, he still has that burst. He still has that long speed. And he can make three or four guys miss, you know, in a box, you know? So if they can just keep him under wraps, man, I think they'll have a great chance to win, because Saquon is actually my X factor in the game, right? Like, I think if he plays extremely well, he'll give the Eagles a chance, because him playing well goes into, I think, the overall game plan, which is, how do we keep Patrick on the sideline? How do we keep him on the sideline and not involved in the game? You know, so I think Saquon has to play, you know, a big game, big role in this game. And with that, it'll help Jalen Hurts with cleaner looks on the back end, right? And, you know, giving him those one-on-one shots with A.J. Brown, which, you know, he's one of the best receivers, you know, in that department.
In terms of trying to take down Saquon, like Derrick Henry, my guess is at the top of the list of a guy you just don't want running full steam ahead at you, Tyrann. You tell me if I'm wrong on that, but like, is Saquon number two, or who's the guy you're just like, man, I just, this is not who you want to be dealing with one-on-one?
Hey, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I'd rather Derrick Henry.
Okay.
Because at least I know I can get in front of him.
Fair.
Now, he might run over me, right? But I know I can get in front of him. Now, Saquon, when Saquon's running at you, you thinking, man, is he going left? Is he going right? Is he gonna jump over me? Right? Is he gonna spin out of me? Is he gonna do his famous spin? You know, so it's like as he's running at you and he got a two-way go, you know, your mind is racing because you've seen him do, you know, so many different things in these situations. You know what I mean? But as far as Derrick Henry, it's like, man, let me just get in front of him and buy time for the rest of the guys to catch up, right? But Saquon, it's like, man, like, you know, you hoping that two people are there, you know, it's not just you.
When you look at the other spot, because I was looking back to your game because I figured you'd have good insight for what it's like to try to guard them. Dallas Goedert had a nice game against you guys, 10 for 170. Dallas Chiefs haven't been great against tight ends. What about their offense makes tight ends tough to guard, or what do they need to do against Dallas Goedert?
So the thing that kind of hurt us with Dallas was Dallas is great at the catch and run. Right. And you look at him, right? You see his body on tape and you're like, man, he's 6'7", right? He's 250. I'm pretty sure he's like a down the field threat, right? Possession receiver threat, right? Not at all. Like we were so surprised when they was throwing the ball at him, you know, 2-3 yards and he turned up the field getting 15-20. Right. So I think the Chiefs have to know what they're dealing with. Yeah, he's a big guy, he's a possession guy. He can run seams, he can run bang routes, he can run those type of things. But I think his game, what separates him and what makes him a really good player and a tight end is, you know, I think his effort, you know, when he's blocking. And then, two, I think his run-catch ability after the catch, I think it's so underrated. I think he's probably, like, you know, top three tight end, you know, as far as, you know, I think he's, like, behind Kittle and Kelsey and the kid that's in Miami, Jonnu Smith. Like he's in that group with guys that can catch a 2-yard ball and take it 40. You know, so just don't be surprised, you know, when they're throwing these checkdowns to him, you know, because they believe in him, you know, making a guy miss. And he's big. So it takes a couple guys to bring him down.
Who do you think that the Eagles will try to slow down? Like, we talk all the time, like, I don't think anyone typically has the personnel for Kelsey. But, like, right now it's kind of a tough question. Worthy's been their number one wide receiver. Forgetting about Travis Kelsey can burn you. And then they still have guys like Hollywood Brown and DeAndre Hopkins and other guys after. If you thought your team was going into it defensively, who would you try to slow down first for Kansas City?
Man, it's almost impossible. I've only seen it happen one time, you know, in a Super Bowl that, you know, we played in. In Tampa that year, right? But you got to try to find a way to impact Mahomes, man. Like, if you can't get him flustered, if you can't get him rattled, like, if you can't get him just out of character, right? Like, man, it's going to be a long day, you know? Like, you have to try to find a way to affect him, which is hard to do because the Chiefs have, like, 4 All-Pros on their offensive line, right? Like, it's like the interior of their offense is built for Patrick, right? And most teams, they try to attack that area of the field, right? That 2-3 yards behind the center, that's like the dead zone, right? That's where you want the quarterback at because guys like Chris Jones, Aaron Donald of the world, they can get to him, right? They're 2 yards away, they can get to him and they can impact him. And I think just with like the meat that the Chiefs have in the middle of their line, it makes it hard, man, to put pressure on him. It makes it hard to rattle him, you know?
So you go into the game or you watch that thing at home and how do you see it playing out?
Oh, man. I'll be at the game for like the first half. Both of my sons, they're actually going to the game. You know, obviously they're huge Chiefs fans.
Yeah.
So they'll go to the game. I'll probably just be kind of like in the city, you know, doing appearances and whatnot. But for me, man, I believe in the Chiefs. You know, I cannot bet against Mahomes. Can't bet against Spaz, Coach Reed, even Tobes, man. Like you don't think Butler's ready? Like you don't think they're gonna pop off like a 40-50 yard return? Like these things are gonna happen, right? So now I'm just looking forward to it. I'm hoping that it's a great game, but you know, obviously, man, if Patrick had that ball last, man, it's time to start playing the band, you know.
Play them out, you know.
Yeah, it's time to start playing the band, man. Like, somebody's about to go home.
Just keep the lights on there, Tyron. I mean, the last time there was a Super Bowl in New Orleans, man, you got to keep the lights on.
You got to keep the lights on, absolutely. Which I think the city has been, you know, everybody has kind of taken this thing serious. You know, obviously a month ago, you know, we had that tragedy, you know, down there, you know, in the first quarters on Bourbon Street. And I think it raised a lot of people's, you know, awareness and attendance and, you know, even from security, right, to the people that's, you know, taking care of the little things, right? The mics in the stadium and the lights and the sound and all these different things that make the Super Bowl experience great. I think across the board, man, everybody's excited. Everybody's taking it personal. And everybody wants to leave a good look. I think everybody wants to do well so that, you know, the New Orleans is in position to get another Super Bowl, you know? So I think it'll run smoothly. I think it'll be perfect. Yeah, man, I think it'll be all right.
Tyron, great to hear from you, man. Appreciate you giving us some time. Appreciate hosting Chiefs fans, I guess, in New Orleans as well all week long. And we'll have to catch up down the road.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
There you go. So that was Tyron Matthew a little bit earlier on today. Great to catch up with the former Kansas City Chief. All our guests brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kansas City's gearing up for their third straight title, and Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to rep your team during their historic run. Yeah, I forgot that New Orleans, I was reading an article about the backstory of the lights going out the last time the Super Bowl was there.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. Really,
it was like
weird.
A 30-minute delay, wasn't
that's
it?
Not happening again. Might have
even been
longer.
No, I don't think so.
There's no chance that's happening again.
And if it is, it'll be right when, like, the Eagles are playing really well, the Chiefs will come back out there, and that'll be the next conspiracy.
That would be the NFL turned off the lights. That would be egregious.
Yeah, all the moment you're right. All the moment it was on Philly, and then they had a 30-minute delay. You're exactly right. Oh gosh,
you can feel it now, can't you?
No. We don't need that. We don't need that. We're back at it tomorrow. It'll be a Thursday, of course, here on Cody and Gold tonight. If you want some betting advice, some different prop bets, we'll have some fun with that. That betting show, I'm hosting that from 6 to 7 here on 96.5 The Fan. Up next, CDOT, Rob, right here on 96.5.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.